Let us pray together. Almighty God, who through your only begotten Son, Jesus Christ, overcame death and opened to us the gate of everlasting life, grant that we who celebrate with joy the day of the Lord's resurrection may be raised from the death of sin by your life-giving Spirit through Jesus Christ, our Lord and Savior. Help us understand the message of God and apply this to our lives. Please use me as your servant to preach the Word of God with power and confidence. Thank you, Lord. I pray this in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ. Amen. Amen. This is a true story. A rabbi, Hugo Green, used to tell of his experience in Auschwitz concentration camp in Poland as a boy. Food supplies were meager, not enough food, and the people took care to preserve every scrap that came their way. When the festival of Hanukkah, a Jewish festival commemorating the recovery of Jerusalem, arrived, his father took a lump of butter and used it as fuel for the light to be lit at the festival. When he was asked why, his father replied, "We know that it is possible to live for 3 weeks without food, but without hope, it is impossible to live properly for 3 minutes. Today is Easter Sunday, and I'm talking to you about moving from despair to hope. From despair to hope." John Milton, the author of Paradise Lost, lost his eyesight. Beethoven, a famous music composer, lost his hearing. Pasteur, a famous French biologist, had a stroke. Helen Keller was deaf and mute. They all have something in common. All of them were challenged in some way, but they overcame their hardships. They were people who moved from despair to hope with the help of Jesus Christ. How does despair feel to you? Some describe it as a big black hole with no end, or an empty space with no light at all. It can take your will and motivation away and leave you with nothing. However, hope is like a light at the end of the tunnel. This is hope. The hope we receive from Jesus and the resurrection. In this world, we see many people despairing for many reasons, because of all kinds of troubles and sufferings. Many people have been saddened and troubled. Many people have lost their family members, their jobs, their health, and much more. I wonder how we can help our friends in the congregation and our neighbors to move from despair to hope. I will be reading from Matthew chapter 28, verse 1, in which we are told that many people who followed Jesus were in despair and lost their faith because they saw Jesus die on the cross. However, some people stayed with Jesus and went to the tomb where Jesus was buried. Matthew chapter 21, verse 1 says, "After the Sabbath, at dawn on the first day of the week, Mary Magdalene and the other Mary went to look at the tomb. When they arrived at the tomb of Jesus, where he was buried, they were surprised because the stone in front of the tomb was already rolled away. They wondered who had taken the body of Jesus away. All of a sudden, the woman saw an angel. The angel said in Matthew chapter 28, verse 5 and 6, 'Do not be afraid, for I know that you are looking for Jesus, who was crucified. He is not here. He has risen.' Today, we know that our Lord Jesus died on the cross, but he has risen. He has risen. He was not there in the tomb. The tomb was empty. He is alive. And he is here with us today. This is the great message we have received from God." The following short story tells us the importance of the empty tomb. There were two people who were talking about their religions. The Muslim man said, "Our prophet Muhammad was a great man. He did mighty work. When he died, he was buried in a great tomb in Mecca." The Christian man said, "Our Savior Jesus is great. He did mighty work. When he died, he was buried also. But he has risen. He has risen. He does not need a tomb because he is alive. He is still here with us today." Today, we remember that our Lord Jesus died, but he has risen. He is still here with us today, and he will lead us from despair to hope. Søren Kierkegaard, a renowned Danish theologian and philosopher, said, "Despair is the sickness unto death. Despair is the sickness unto death. Jürgen Moltmann, a famous German theologian of hope, said, "Despair is the worst enemy and sin in Christianity. Despair is the worst enemy and sin in Christianity. Despair can result in disaster. When we continually focus on despair, we cannot see a way out. We need to look for some hope. Our hope is in the Lord Jesus Christ, who is our Lord and Savior. One man who was rescued from Nazi Germany, later he wrote in his book, There is no man who can get off the train, which is passing through a dark tunnel. When we are in the train, we must trust in the train driver and wait until the train comes out of the tunnel. Sometimes our own lives might seem like a dark tunnel, and we struggle. However, when we believe in Christ, we need to trust our Lord Jesus Christ. Look for the life of hope and wait until He finishes His work in his time and in His ways. In World War II, many prisoners died from a condition called give up itis. The prisoners had no apparent prospect of freedom, and some of them were deeply in despair. After a while, they turned apathetic, which means they had no feeling and they had no interest. They refused to eat or drink. Drained of hope, these prisoners gradually wasted away and died. The human spirit needs hope to survive and thrive. A doctor named Dr. Arnold said, "I learned that taking away hope is, to most people, like pronouncing a death sentence. They can become paralyzed and they may give up and die. Hope is a powerful force that can help us overcome the despairing of life. As a believer of Christ, hope in Christ is a fundamental aspect of faith. We need to hold our faith in Christ at all times. Before Jesus was persecuted, he said in John chapter 16, verse 21 to 22, "A woman giving birth to a child has pain because her time has come, but when her baby is born, she forgets the anguish because of her joy that a child is born in the world. mothers go through the dark tunnel, pain, dark tunnel of pain during childbirth. They may despair, but they hope that their pain will change into joy. Let us read together Romans chapter 5, verses 3 to 5. We also rejoice in our sufferings because we know that suffering produces perseverance, perseverance character, and character hope. And hope does not disappoint us because God has poured out His love into our hearts by the Holy Spirit whom He has given us. As Christian believers, we are children of God. And we know that if we persist, if we continue to trust and have hopes in Jesus, we will come through stronger and our suffering will lead to joy and happiness. In the message of Easter Sunday, we know that there were many people in despair. But after the resurrection of Jesus, some people went back to believe in Jesus and were overjoyed. They passed from despair to hope. They passed from despair to hope. Many of us may be despairing or distressed. We may be living through hard times. We may be troubled. But we know we can overcome these hardships with the help of our Lord Jesus Christ. We know He died for us on the cross. We know He has risen. We know He is still here with us today. And we believe He will continue to help us, guide us, and bless us wherever we go and whatever we do in this world. In this way, we can move from despair to hope. Let us pray together. Thank you, Lord, for being with us all today. Many of us are struggling with all kinds of troubles and sufferings. However, we know that we can overcome with the help of our Lord Jesus. Please help us to support our friends and neighbors in this time. Almighty God, I ask you to continue to be with us. Help us move from despair to hope. Guide us and bless us at all times. Thank you, Lord. I pray this in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ. Amen.